Welcome. It's the, let's say 5:40 in the morning, and let's talk a little bit of sports. Some sad news is what we lead off with. Baseball player, manager, coach Don Zimmer died yesterday at the age of 83. He had been hospitalized after he went through heart surgery in April.
I blog about Don Zimmer today on WSAU.com.
Wow, Here's a guy, six World Series rings.
Here's a guy who never had a job outside of baseball in his entire life.
That's amazing. The guy just lived
60 years. 60 years he got paid by the baseball business.
This year marked Zimmer's 66th year in baseball. He'd been around so long.
How long was it?
He played alongside Jackie Robinson on the Brooklyn Dodgers in the 50s.
Right? And he was an original New York Met. He managed the Red Sox. He managed the Cubs. He coached for the Yankees. He had a steel plate in his head after he got beaned.
Let's see. Zimmer may be best remembered for getting thrown to the ground by pitcher Pedro Martinez bench-clearing brawl during a Yankees-Red Sox game.
That's just the way he was. He started playing organized baseball when he was 13.
Right.
I mean, that's
amazing.
He got married.
He knew in his life.
He got married on the field in 1951 when he was in the minor leagues.
Good for him.
He's a baseball guy.
But that era of baseball, that was the sharpen your spikes, come in high and hard. That was the kind of base. So when there's a bench clearing brawl, he's in his 70s.
I'm going out there.
He's like the first guy off the bench in this brawl between the Yankees and Red Sox.
But you know what a great success story that you were able to spend your entire life doing something that you loved with all your heart.
Plus, he chewed a lot of tobacco. he was one of those old chaw-spitting guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Bob Uecker said this a couple of years ago when he came back from his heart surgery, and it stuck with me. You know, 'cause someone asked him, Bob Uecker, how long are you going to do this? Bob Uecker says, this is all I know. Mm-hmm. Says, this is all I want to know.
Yeah. I can identify with that.
Sure.
I identify with that very much so. This is all I want to do. I don't want to do anything else. I don't want to go back into sales. I don't want to do anything in the business world. I just want to do radio. Donald Sterling is apparently dropping his $1 billion lawsuit against the NBA. He says he will not stand in the way of the sale of the Clippers. He said this at a charity benefit Tuesday night. He said, listen to this. This is great. I feel fabulous. I feel very good. Everything is just the way it should be, really. It may have worked out differently, but it's good. It's all good. I'm okay. Is the NBA okay? I'm not sure about that. Is Adam Silver okay? I'm sure he's okay.
He's making $2 billion on an investment of, what was it, $30 million
back
in 1981?
Uncle Sam.
I guess I would be okay.
I got two words for Donald Sterling, capital gains. and he's not going to make $2 billion. The missus is going to make a big chunk.
Yes.
All right, and last but not least, you know that the next Super Bowl coming up is Super Bowl 50.
Right.
And if you remember, Super Bowl 30 had a little controversy because it was Super Bowl XXX.
Triple X.
Now Super Bowl 50 would be Super Bowl L.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to do away with that for 1 year.
Yeah, the NFL says, L is dumb, so we're going to do Super Bowl 50. Next year, it's Super Bowl L-I. You think L-I is okay?
L gives the, indication loser. Of loser. So somebody online suggested that maybe this is the year the Vikings will actually make the Super Bowl and lose again.
They should get rid of the Roman numerals altogether permanently.
Well, why?
Because we don't know our Roman numerals. That's why.
They are anymore.
Then all it takes is a little clickety-clickety on the Google and you figure it out.
Why would you want a name or a marketing thing that people have to look up?
Because
it's different. Why don't you just put the number there?
Because it's different. It's
like,
classic.
Like UFC does? UFC's pay-per-views are all numbered. So, like, the next one is whatever it is, UFC 285 or whatever it is, whatever number of event it is.
And that's gotten dumb. Well, when you 285.
Nobody knows what each one signifies. Mm. Yeah, I remember UFC fight number 125 when so-and-so tore off the ear of so-and-so.
No.
Oh my.
All right, so how are our Brewers doing? Where are we looking at? What are we
they're still 10 games over 500, still in first place, still ahead of the Cardinals, which is all good.
Aramis Ramirez came back off the disabled list last night.
Who
That's
are you,
huge.
Les Nessman? Yes. yes, he did hit a 3-run homer last night.
Ramirez.
Now they're continuing in their road trip. They're still in Minnesota tonight, and then they hit to head to Pittsburgh and New York, I believe, to play the Mets.
Well, the thing is that the Brewers need Ryan Braun and Aramis Ramirez batting back and forth, batting next to each other. Ideally, Braun would bat third, Ramirez would bat fourth. Because then you can't pitch around Ryan Braun. You don't dare walk him because Ramirez could hit a home run after him. Mm-hmm. And they help each other when they're in the lineup together. Last year, they were only in the lineup together like 50-something games. Because one was injured, the other was injured, one was suspended. And this year already, both have been on the disabled list. Hopefully the Brewers will get hot again now that both of them are going to play together.
Well, they better be. We're sending people to the games. I don't want to send people to the games where they're losing and they're playing badly.
There will be losses.
I'm not sure if I can agree with that.
Major League Baseball, you lose 60, you win 60. It's what you do with the other 60 that makes
But still, I mean, all but two or three other teams in all of baseball would trade places with the Brewers. The Brewers are in a good spot still.
Okay. Listen, this controversy with the Clippers and the sale of the Clippers has a ripple effect in throughout the NBA. There are some team owners now that are thinking, what do I have to do to make $2 billion? We will find out after this.
Hi, I'm Philadelphia 76ers owner Joshua Harris. By now you know Donald Sterling was just forced to sell the Clippers for $2 billion. Meanwhile, the Sixers have just completed one of their worst seasons ever. So I'm proposing a unique opportunity. If you'd like to buy the Sixers, I will personally fly to your place of residence and you can record me for up to 1 hour making all the racist comments you want. I'll talk about Allen Iverson being a f***ing a-hole. I'll talk about the old days of Julius Erving and Wilt Chamberlain, both of whom were very talented f***ers. And it doesn't have to be $2 billion. I'd sell the team tomorrow for a C-note and a case of Molson. I'm Joshua Harris. I'm not as big a racist as Donald Sterling, but I am willing to learn.
The Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.